conjunctivitis. Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hello, this is Miles. I can't be here tonight, so I've really cleared my side of the show. And let's begin. Bob, you start your story. Really? How big was it? Wow.
You have to turn that up a little bit there, Miles. I can't hardly hear it.
Sorry.
That was funny, but it was a little low.
Oh, okay, well, we'll just re-record it. Okay, start over the beginning.
All right, awesome.
It was me. No, I don't know how to turn this up. I have no idea how to turn this up, so I...
Great.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm a little challenged. I don't know how to do it, but
I don't even
if
know
I did, it'd be funny.
What's funny?
You can't put lightning back in the bottle, so screw it. Just go with it. Go with it.
All right. Well,
I pre-recorded it like, hey, I wasn't going to be here, so I'm just like, you know, pre-recording my thing. But,
yeah.
Forget it.
Do you have more, or is it just those two things? Or?
No, it was just those kooky things. Like, I was just anticipating your story.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, remember, you have to let me talk longer. The first line is a lot longer than that, so yeah. You didn't give me enough time.
Yeah, I know. I just thought you'd jump right into something.
You would think after 9 years you'd figure this out, but that's...
I caught my scrotum in the gate, the baby gate at my house. And...
That's my pinky.
Whatever, the point is. You know, I thought you'd jump right into it. You know, I just figured it would be...
All right, well, you know, do I sound... What do I want to say? Do I sound very breathy or breathing heavy or anything here tonight?
It's your typical asthma sounding runny nose thing you have going on like every freaking week. I don't understand it, but...
So is it really bad tonight or no?
It's every night. Every night. Every week I talk to you, it's...
Really?
Like, yeah.
Is it? Am I any better now or no?
No. No.
All right, well, fuck it.
You're constantly sucking snot.
Yeah.
It's just like... anyway.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, we got it. Somebody complained about it last week, so...
What? Wait, who? No, who?
All this time was Pepe from Brazil. And Pepe, I don't know if they're really from Brazil, and I don't know if their name was Pepe, but they were complaining about my breathing. And
they're from Brazil, Missouri.
Could be Brazil, Missouri. There is a
Pepe.
Brazil. I don't know if it's Brazil, Missouri at all, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah. So I apologize, Pepe. I'm sorry. I've got conditions, and. It cannot be avoided. I will try to do better, but...
I would kind of side with this Pepe, I guess.
Thanks. I figured you would.
Usually I would defend you to the death, but... I'm
Yeah, right, yeah.
Guy,
usually, yeah.
He called a duck, and, you know...
Well,
you
I'm
can't
sorry,
argue
Pepe.
With that, so...
You just
Pepe,
have to,
I'll
try to do better, and you try to ignore it. That's what we'll do.
I just thought he'd be like, well, your show sucks and you're not funny, but I just...
No.
That I could, you know, like, well, okay, you know. But, you know, you sucking snot and sounding weird, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Pepe on this one. So. You know.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. It is true. I don't really notice it so much myself, but I do know that,
Yeah.
I'm quite a bit of a mouth breather because of my... I have allergies and asthma, and it just doesn't, you know.
Right.
I'm lucky to be alive, basically, really.
Right, right.
I'm so hopped up on pharmaceuticals right now. I'm just lucky to be alive.
Problem is, you're allergic to cats, and, like, you've got, like, 12 cats in your house.
Well, no, they're dwindling. They've been slowly dying off over the years. Yeah. We only have one cat left, so.
One cat now.
One cat, yes.
Well, you used to have, what, like,
four.
Five or six or
we have four cats.
Yeah, that's a little bit, you know.
Yeah, that's a little bit, you know.
Over the top.
Horse something, I don't know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I got two dogs, so they don't help me either, so.
Yeah.
Go figure. I just got a lot of love, Miles, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
I got a whole lot of love.
Da 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 da.
So, yeah, so I'm sorry, Pepe, really.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, start the show on a downer, man. Wow.
That's all right. I can only go up from here, Miles. Really.
All right, well, let's build it up, man. Let's go up, man.
Well, you know, it's been this wacky weather, at least in our part of the world, where we've had, you know, blizzard and then, like, 70 degrees and sunny, you know, the next week and what have you.
Right, sure.
So, you know, we had a blizzard like a week ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I had an odd experience during that blizzard. Okay. Well, first of all, I kind of played blizzard hooky. Because.
To get some blizzard nookie. Come on.
Well, you know, it did snow, and actually, my story actually proves why I didn't go to work, but
yeah.
I probably, you know, all things being considered, probably could have made it, but,
right.
You know, I don't live in the city, I live out in the country now, and so, it's a little harder when it snows, and so I'm sitting there, I stayed home from work. The kids' school got called off and everything, and so I'm sitting there eating my lunch, and the FedEx truck pulls up.
Okay.
Obviously, they can make it to work. And so they pull into my driveway, which is a little bit of a slope, and deliver a package, and then they get back in their car. What?
I don't remember. Oh, wait, it's kind of a downward slope.
Yeah, it's
right?
A downward slope, yeah.
Okay, you're right, okay.
And they get back in their truck, and they're going to take off. Well, they can't back out of the driveway because it's covered with ice and stuff.
Oh, no.
And so they're out there going, and the back end of the truck is, like, spinning back and forth.
Oh, jeez.
And, like, my car's parked right there.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Exactly. So I'm in the middle of my lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, watching this for, like, a minute or whatever. Yeah, and they're, like, getting nowhere. No, I probably should have, but I'm sure some law against this or something.
Yeah, go ahead. So you're eating lunch.
And so I have to suit up and go out to help out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, I mean,
An image just got in my head. I don't know why.
Well, I basically was hanging out in my, you know, my relaxation clothes.
I could just see you in, like, some black snowmobile suit going out there. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I go, hey, lady. Yeah, okay, so but the thing was, I thought it was going to take, like a minute, because, I mean, this has happened before with other people in the driveway, because, you know, we just don't get a lot of snow down here, and you know, people just don't know, you know. So
you're too cheap to buy... You know, salt.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm not. Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know you're wrapped. Yeah,
well, I have a gravel driveway. It's not concrete or anything.
Right.
And you can't really shovel it because it's rocks. Basically, if you shovel it, you're shoveling rocks.
Right.
And so, and I'm not going to pay for salt because it's rather wide.
Like you.
And long. There you go. And so the... So I go out there and I'm like, well, I'll figure, you know, I'll help him out here. And one of the things is you can't, like, just punch the gas and expect to go anywhere when it's icy like that. You have to slowly, you know, it's like a slow, steady kind of thing to get out of the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we had dry spots where the cars were parked.
Right.
So I moved one of the cars out of the way. And I said, you know, just pull up in the dry spot, you know, and just get going. And at this point, I basically just slipped on a pair of shoes with no socks and pulled on my coat. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I'm in my, you know, relaxation.
No pants? Wait, no pants? Oh, my God.
I had pants on.
The guy got the hell out of there fast. He's like, oh my god.
I had pants on.
Okay.
So, it was a woman too, by the way, so. Don't be,
is that
don't
a
be,
pup cat?
Yeah, don't be considering that as a you sexist FedEx person. So then, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, try this. And then I get stuck again.
Did she look like Diane Lane at all?
No.
Oh.
Maybe Diane Sawyer, but not Diane.
Okay, all right.
And could, I mean, like, make it, like, halfway out, you know, almost, oh, and then just start spinning.
Right.
You know, oh, fuck. So, needless to say, on my little hooky day, I spent more than like a half an hour out there with no socks on in the cold. I had to move both of my cars. And my car, the funny thing was, you know, I have one car's four-wheel drive, so that's big, but my other car is just a
Geo Metro.
Yeah, front-wheel drive. And I backed right out. I just went, and I was out of the driveway. I was like,
really?
Was so, yeah, I was like,
so
but,
this was like an older woman, or what was this? Like
she was a little bit older, yeah. I said Diane Sawyer, right? So.
Yeah, no, I just want to pick up on this. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
always
she's
like
probably not quite as old as Diane Sawyer, but she was,
no,
you know,
just, I'm
aged.
Just trying to get a feel of what's going on, okay?
What, you want to draw a picture again, like you drew pictures of your
I will.
House
I'll
guest?
Be the resident artist person.
Yeah. Like, going to the art
great.
School. So, but it was just horrible. I was just like, I had to get the shovel out, and I was shoveling rocks, which I don't like to do. And finally, I basically shoveled two tire paths all the way out of my driveway.
You have kind of a long driveway, don't you?
Exactly.
Oh.
So I was not real thrilled about it, but I guess it was better than getting my car totaled by the FedEx van. So. And then I got to eat my cold lunch.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Your go-gurt.
Yeah, exactly, my wife just said. And then the package that came was not anything to do with me. It was for everybody else but me. It was everybody got Crocs, right, for the summer. Those stupid shoes with the holes in them.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Those were, that's what was in the box, was the Crocs for my kids and my wife.
Oh.
And I got none. And I go, well, where's mine at? And they're like, well, you got last year's pair. I go, well, everybody's got last year's pair. Well, you don't like them, do you? All right, well.
Huh.
Yeah, so I got left out then, too. Okay. So, yeah, it was fun, to say the least.
You know, you wearing Crocs is not going to help your image of people who think you already look like a woman.
I don't. I'm surprised I didn't put those on to go out in the snow, to be honest with you. Because I normally don't like to. Once I'm inside for a while, you know. I don't like to be like, I just throw something on and head outside. Well, it doesn't matter.
Because you often get, like,
identified
as, like, some homely woman. And I think you wearing the Crocs is absolutely going the wrong direction.
Yeah. That could, you very well could be. Very
I'm
well
just saying, if Pepe can give you some advice, I think I can feel free to unload as well. You know, I'm just saying. You know?
Yeah, well. That's true. Well, I haven't been, I'd say, you know, whenever I was more mistaken for a woman when I was more famous, when I was mistaken for being famous all the time, so.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now, those have dropped off a bit, and my fame has dropped off a bit as I've gotten older, so. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That and a haircut, you know, so that helps out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That and hairstyles have changed, but I haven't changed mine as much, so therefore, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
When Robert Reed was, styling, then I was more mistaken for Robert Reed type.
Are you still wearing the zipperless pants?
Yeah. I like the zip on the side. That's part of the other problem.
Elastic band.
That's part of the other problem, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pick up a lot of old maternity clothes at garage sales to wear. You son of a bitch. But yeah, I just thought it was funny that here I am, you know, for the delivery lady, I'm there helping her get out of my driveway while... I get nothing from her the delivery, and basically make my lunch get real cold. So
I thought you were gonna say you had like help push the damn truck. I'm like, how in the hell?
Well, I did. Well, I didn't push it, but I
was it like the real big trucks, you know, like the big...
Well, no, it's the home delivery. They have this new thing called FedEx Home Delivery. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Well, they have these little vans, and they're probably like the size, not the size of the big vans, right?
Right.
They're like smaller than that, but not as small as like a cargo van, which you could buy, you know.
Right.
They're like a panel truck, small panel truck kind of situation.
Okay.
There,
right.
So.
Okay. Okay.
But they're rear wheel drive, and so they can't do anything in the ice.
Right.
So I ruined one of my garbage can lids throwing it underneath the tire trying to get the hell out of there. Then I finally broke.
Have raccoons.
I know, I got, don't even start me with that. The, so now I ruined that, and then, you know, she still didn't get out, so then I had to dig everything up. So I got these, like, yeah. It's almost like trenches in my driveway now from where I dug up the ice and the rocks, because you can't help it, it's not a smooth surface, you know.
Right.
So, I'm just like, and I gave her the advice of, you know, well, next
don't
time.
Don't ever come back.
Next time it's icy or whatever, just don't pull down that far, you know. Sit at the
you
top.
You never come back.
Sit at the top, you know. It's a little bit better off that way. You better never. Yeah, thank. What about Mr. T?
Thank you. I threw that out there. I'm like, he won't know this.
Yeah. Well, I pity the fool that delivered packages.
You better never come back.
You got to look for the lay of the land.
Oh, man.
Like Mr. T golf caddy. This fairway is gonna break. Gonna break to the right.
Diane Sawyer, you better never come back.
Right? Yeah. You're gonna get that truck stuck. I'll throw some gold chains underneath there.
You need some chains on your tires. Here you go.
Great.
Pretty woman like you.
I can't wait for Pepe to talk about my asthmatic Mr. T impersonation.
That was the worst Mr. T I ever had.
I love the A-Team. Here in Brazil, we watch it every night.
Yeah, they ain't gonna have A-Team.
They do, too. Are you kidding?
No.
That's all they got down there.
Yeah.
It's all like one giant, you know, reruns from NBC. They're watching Manimal right now. It's like new to them, you know.
Oh, Golden Girls.
Oh, Golden Girl, right.
Yeah.
Oh, there's where Cheech went. He's on the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Yes, Cheech was on the Golden Girls at one time, or the Golden Girls spinoff, the Golden whatever. Mm-hmm. Golden Shower.
Showers.
Whatever
it was. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I had to throw it in there before you did, so. Yeah. So anyway, so just, you know, the crazy weather, and then like a week or so later now, it's like, you know, 70 degrees outside, and everybody's wearing Hawaiian shirts, and, you know.
There you go.
So it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's that global warming / cooling effect that we have going on right now. It's making El Nino go crazy, and everybody's getting their Crocs in the middle of a blizzard and shit like that, so. So, you know,
yeah.
You know, I'm a fashion maven because I have Crocs.
Fashion, turn to the left.
Oh, that's right. I'm a regular Tim Gunn, or whoever that guy's name is. That's his name?
That one.
Project Runway or whatever, isn't that guy's name?
You're more like Kojo, I think is what you're more like.
More like what?
Kojo.
What's Kojo?
Never mind.
You gotta explain it now.
You're like a Stephen Kojo.
Who's Stephen Kojo? What? Friend of yours or what?
Sorry, Pepe. It was me. It was me. It was the other guy doing.
Cracking yourself up, jeez.
He's on Entertainment Tonight.
Really? I don't think I've ever seen it. Or I've seen the show, but I've never seen that guy.
Sorry, I saw this one.
Is he some fat gay guy? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry.
You better cut out the cigs, man. You got. Got a bad cough going on there.
I'm sorry, I'm an asshole. All right.
Go back to your tape recording.
Oh my god.
I'm glad you cracked yourself up so good. Huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I think on that note, if I'm the fat gay reporter on Entertainment Tonight, being mistaken for a woman. Da 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 da.
Tonight, so I've pre-recorded my side of the show. And let's begin. Bob, you start your story.